I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our lectionary gospel reading is taken from the gospel according to Luke chapter 15 from the beginning verse up to verse 7. We are reading from the NRSV translation. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him, and the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today. May the words we receive inspire us, comfort us, and challenge us. Amen.
For today's scheduled reading, it's the parable of the lost sheep, according to the Gospel of Luke, the Gospel of Luke. Tapos may kasunod pa yan, yung parable of the lost coin, kasama yon. But I'll be focusing on the parable of the lost sheep, ang nawawalang kambing. So sa lectionary reading today, yun, nasabi ko na may dalawang parables, lost sheep yung isa, yung pinofocus natin today. And usually, ang traditional preaching dito, or homiletics, is that ang makasalanan daw ay yung tupa. Diba? Ang makasalanan ay yung tupa na nawala at ang kanyang pagkahanap or pagkakatagpo ay maihahalin tulad sa pagsisisi. No, pagsisisi or pagbabagong buhay. That's the traditional interpretation and preaching of that verse, of this parable. But today, I want to do a different interpretation of this passage. Tignan natin ito sa ibang paraan o anggulo. And for those who are new to us in Open Table, I think it is only in this church, at least in the Philippines and in Manila, where you will hear a very different take on some of the things that you have already heard in other churches. So tingnan natin siya sa different na interpretation and different interpretation. And what I will do today is what sometimes I call as a reverse interpretation. Okay? Because I'm actually a little bit disagreeing to what Jesus is saying. A little bit? Nako, get me into trouble by saying that. But using what Jesus said, and let's see it differently. So, sa passage na ito, inihalintulad ni Jesus ang Diyos sa pastol. Jesus likened God to a shepherd na siyang iiwan, who left the 99 other sheep to look for the one sheep na nawawala. At pag nahanap ito, when we find the lost sheep, sabi dun sa kwento, there will be celebration. There will be celebration. No, pag nahanap yung sheep, there will be celebration. The shepherd will call his friends And they will celebrate. Perhaps kakatayin nila yung nawalang sheep. They will feast on the lost sheep. Charing. But have we ever thought, naisip ba natin na perhaps yung makasalanan dito ay yung pastol? Maybe the shepherd is not really God? Maybe the shepherd is the sinner in this story? Let's consider that. Because the context of the parable is when a Pharisee, if we heard the parable, before the parable was told, the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling. They were disgruntled. Nagngingit-ngit sila in secret. Parang mga ibang nagngingit-ngit sa MCC. Char. Disgruntled. They were disgruntled with Jesus because Jesus was, ano sabi nila? He is welcoming sinners and eats with them. So can you imagine, can you consider that maybe Jesus, what Jesus was saying, if we have to look at it, interpret it differently, it's a shade to the Pharisees. And he was actually referring the sinner, not the sheep, but the shepherds, who is a metaphor usually for religious leaders like me. So maybe the shepherd is the one who is the sinner. After all, siya'y nakawala dun sa sheep. Diba? Pwede nating tignan na yung pastol na nakawala nung tupa ay isang pabaya o kaya naman malupit. The shepherd was careless to lose the sheep. Or he was, anong malupit sa English? Cruel, violent to the sheep. And there was one sheep who was courageous enough to leave the farm, the fold. Therefore, it might be very well, maybe we are reading the parable for 2,000 years differently from what Jesus intended. Let's consider that. Nung nawala yung isang kambing, either kapabayaan iyon or lumayas yung kambing dahil sa kalupitan ng pastol. Kasalanan ba talaga nung kambing na siya ay nawala? Or sinadya niyang tumakas? Maybe the sheep intended really to leave. Yung kambing na umalis o nawala, mas minabuting harapin ang kawalan ng kasiguraduhan at suungin ang panganib ng ilang. Ilang means desert. Kesa manatili sa piling ng pastol at ng 99 other sheep. The sheep, the one sheep brave the wilderness, would rather brave the dangers of the wilderness rather than stay with the careless or violent shepherd and to stay with that other 99. Better to take risk in the wild than to stay in the same sheepfold waiting to be slaughtered or sacrificed. Because what is a sheep? A sheep, other than its wool, is also food. Or, if you are the best sheep, you will be sacrificed in the temple. I would rather go to the desert. The parable of the lost sheep is also perhaps an indictment, a judgment, a shade to the Pharisees and to any religious leader then and now who abuse and oppress their flock. That perhaps the true sinner is not the sheep, but rather than the one who lost the sheep, the one who drove the sheep away. Bakit ba ang iniisip natin palagi sa parable na ito na ang may kasalanan ay yung sheep? Ano bang malay nung kambing? Kambing nga siya. Tupa. Hindi, sheep ang sabi. Kambing. Pananagutan, it is the accountability and the responsibility of the shepherd to take care of each and every
member of the sheepfold.
Perhaps the one who needs to repent and needs saving is not the sheep, but the shepherd. Perhaps the sheep that was found, diba, nawala siya, he got lost. Or maybe not really. He was away, he went away, and he was found according to the parable. He, she, they were found, the lost sheep. But maybe the one who found the sheep that went away was not the original shepherd, but by a different shepherd, a much kinder one, not perfect, but one who truly cares for the sheep. Let's go to the sheep. Punta naman tayo dun sa kambing. Minsan, kailangan mong mawala o kumawala hindi upang mahanap ka at maibalik sa iyong pinanggalingan, bagkus kailangan mong buong tapang na kumawala at mawala to brave the wilderness para mahanap mo ang ibang mas mabuting pastol o pastulan. Maybe you really need to get lost so that you may find a better pasture and a better pastor. Kailangan mong mawala at kumawala para mahanap hindi lamang ang iyong sarili, to find yourself, kundi ang Diyos. Find God, because maybe God was not in the former shepherd. Diyos na hindi matatagpuan sa pinanggalingang pastol o hawla, bagkus ang Diyos na matatagpuan sa ilang, the God that you will find in the wilderness. Because the God of Israel is a God of the wilderness. The one who was in Sinai, the one who traveled with his sheep in the wilderness for 40 years. Maybe you need to get lost to find God in the wilderness, in the uncertainty outside of your traditional churches and communities, or even work, or even relationship. Whatever and wherever it is, maybe you need to get lost to seek God and God's love somewhere else. Masumpungan ng Diyos sa mga lugar na hindi pamilyar, mga lugar na masikip. Tulad nito, masikip. Masikip. Malayo. Ako, San Pedro, Laguna pa ako. Malayo at may kakaibang mga nilalang at iba pang mga hayop. Baka sa iyong pagkawala, marinig at maramdaman mo ang tunay na pagmamahal ng Diyos sa mga espasyo na minsan tila magulo at hindi komportable pero mas nakabubuti sa iyo. You know, maybe you need to find God in places that is not so organized, not so comfortable, but those are the places where you will truly be good or good for you. Perhaps that one sheep brave to escape and took the risk to venture into the wilderness so that he, she, or they may find healing, freedom, and find others like it. Mahanap ang kanyang mga katulad. Isa pa ang taong umalis at kumawala, talaga bang siya ay nawawala? The one who went away is not the person who is really lost. In whose eyes is the person lost? Kasi baka dun sa sheep, hindi naman talaga siya nawawala. But in the eyes of others, the sheep is lost. No? And certainly in this community, we have heard stories of people, LGBT, even a few times non-LGBT who needed to leave familiar yet abusive places. Families who should love you but who do not. People who should be caring for you but cares for you in a way that causes you wounds and traumas. Have you had that? Are you in that right now? Are you lost? Lost right now? Or do you need to get lost? Decide to get lost so that you may be found, or that so that you may find others. May nag-chat sa atin kailan lang sa Facebook, a Filipino, well, the partner was the one who messaged us, and this partner is Filipino, asking to virtually to be part of Open Table, and this at nag-reply na yung Filipino partner, saying that, because I was asking what's the concern, what's the question, why do you need to talk to the pastor or to, you know, and then the Filipino replied saying, I was part of a religious community, I was part of a church. My family is religious, and an experienced not so good things where I came from, and I'm currently looking for others who can be with me, who I can talk to about God, about spirituality, without the toxicity of traditional religions. But I'm not looking for a perfect church. He said that. To yung mga admin natin, ano, mababasa niyo. I'm not looking for a perfect church, but a church that is safe enough and inclusive enough to journey with, to talk with. So what in your life right now? I do not know all of you, and even those who have been here in MCC for the longest time, of course I don't know everything that's happening to you. Is there anything in your life right now that you need to lose? Is there any places that you need to move out from, either physically or distance yourself in many ways, so that you may be found, not by the same people but by other people? And while I didn't know that there will be so many new people today, ha, so this is not like a campaign, a manipulation for you to, hey, come join. Of course that is true and we want that. No, but also, it's not just about MCC. Again, as I've asked earlier, do you have current relationships that you need to let go? Family that you need to let go? That's the hardest thing. Family that you need to let go. Or put a distance between you and them. Or friends. And even friends who you have outgrown. That happens. Friends do outgrow each other. Do you need to be in their eyes lost? Kailangan bang finally sa mata nila, sa paningin nila, ikaw ay finally mawala? At nawawala. So that for you and your life, you may find something new. A new way of being. A new way of life. Hindi lahat ng nawawala ay makasalanan na gustong matagpuan. Not everyone that is lost is a sinner who wish to be found. Minsan ang nawawala ay sinadyang tumakas at lumaya mula sa tanikala. If you forget everything that I said today, remember this line. Hindi lahat ng nawawala ay makasalanan na gustong matagpuan. Minsan ang nawawala ay sinadyang tumakas at lumaya mula sa tanikala. Sometimes, the one who is lost intentionally left to be free from the chains. Ikaw. You. Ano ka? What are you? Lumaya o nawawala? You. What are you? Are you lost? Or did you set yourself free? Ano ka man dyan, lumaya o nawawala, huwag ka na babalik sa mga pastol o pastulang pinabayaan ka at pinagmalupitan. Sa puntong ito ng iyong buhay at paglalakbay, sana mahanap mo, sana dito pero pwede rin sa ibang lugar. Sana mahanap mo ang bago at mas mabuting buhay sa mga espasyo at taong hindi man perpekto ay yayakapin ka at pipiliin ka sa tuwi na. Sa mapagpalayang pangalan ni Jesus, Shanawa. Shanawa. Amen.